This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Kim on a whim.
Look, I'm all about homeschooling. I think that's fantastic when you can do it. I have friends who do that, but there's some movement called unschooling that they're saying is kind of an offshoot of homeschooling that's really gaining momentum, specifically on social media. And I have some serious concerns about this. So if you've never heard of it, I had not until I read this article, but basically they're saying it is self-directed education. It's a form of homeschooling where it's based on activities and life experiences chosen by the child. So there's very little structure. There's a woman who was interviewed for this article, and she has younger children who are 5, 6, and 9. And she says that for most of the day, that might mean playing outside, drawing, practicing drums. There's no grades, there's no tests, no general structured curriculum. It's really letting the child kind of choose the best path.
Kind of sounds like a liberal's dream.
Well, and that's the thing.
What if they choose their own gender while they're at it?
It's just very odd to me. So I understand that, like, when you homeschool, you know, you might be able to get through all the curriculum in 2 to 3 hours that you would take 8 hours in school to get through. So I get, you know, that there's a big benefit to having that time outside or letting them be creative, and that could include drawing, but just having no structure whatsoever and letting the kid choose. I mean, my kid eats dirt. I mean, my kid would like that. That's crazy to me that you just let the kid dictate everything. Choices, I get, for kids are important, but not when it comes to this. In fact, I think children thrive on structure, and some of the biggest issues you see with kids are when parents are more worried about being their kid's friend than they are being a parent and a disciplinarian when needed. And the kids just think that they rule the world. And now we're seeing those children who were raised like that growing up, and the same habits. You probably work with some of them. I'm not saying here, but I'm just saying we've all had people we know who are like that. The world revolves around them.
I probably ate dirt as a kid, but I also got my butt blistered if I didn't get home in time for dinner, or not blistered is the wrong word. It's an old phrase. But, you know, you were disciplined if you didn't get home for dinner in time, or you stayed out after dark and mom and dad couldn't find you, or, you know, I never got homeschooled. I would have to say that. But where are they doing this, Kim? I mean, because I can't imagine the state allowing that in some cases. I mean, if you have a kid that's of school age, you're expected to have them in school, or if you're homeschooling them, there's still a few guidelines, right?
There's guidelines, but it's not. In fact, what they're trying to do in Illinois is they're trying to put stricter regulations on the homeschoolers, and they want them to, they're trying to pass a bill that would make the homeschool parents submit curriculum to the state, and they would then have a say in that.
J.B. Pritzker.
Exactly, and we can all imagine where that would go. If they're trying to say that we're going to teach them that contradicts what the school would want to teach them, which is likely to be woke and all this nonsense you wouldn't want your kids being taught. It, I mean, these videos have, these unschooling videos, as they're calling them, they have millions of views on social media. Now, I'm not a Kardashian fan, but supposedly...
Who?
You know, the Kardashian family.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Can't really stand that family. But supposedly, even Kourtney Kardashian was saying that she felt like sending kids to school felt really dated. Again, all about homeschooling. I've thought about homeschooling.
Can
or at least
afford to hire somebody to come in and tutor their children.
Well, unschool their kids.
Yeah, unschool.
That's what they're calling it now. Unschooling. There has to be some line. There needs to be structure. I just refuse to believe that letting the kid pick exactly what they want to do is somehow
insane.
Or doing that all the time is somehow good.
No, because they'd also want snacks all the time. I mean, you have to draw the line somewhere with children. They're not emotionally or mentally capable of making their own decisions like that at that age.
Right.
They need guidance.
Right.
This is no guidance.
I agree.
We're just going to create a whole new Democrat Party.
It just goes back to where you're swinging the pendulum too far. Why can't we just like have a normal amount of like swinging the pendulum? Like, why do we always have to go too far to the other side? What's up with that?
It's a good question. All right. There are big decisions in D.C., right? An appellate court just said the president can't issue these tariffs, didn't have the right to do it. What does that all mean? Well, we happen to have the Supreme Court reporter and the host of Fox News Sunday, Shannon Bream, joining us at about 8:22. So we will pick her brain coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.